5th January 2023. Time is 12:53 a.m. I'm supposed to be up in 2 hours. My sleep and wake up didn't happen. I expected to go to bed by 12, wake up by 2. But it's been 3 hours now and I'm still awake. Can owe that to several factors, like I had a lot of caffeine to drink today, 1 powerhouse and 2 cups of coffee, I smoked a joint and I've eaten a bowl of rice, so it's understandable to be awake by this time given the amount of caffeine in my system or amount of caffeine consumed. So what do you call it? When an army of wasps attack a hive of bees and you have an all-out war with casualties on both sides. What do you call it when bacteria, microscopic organisms, ravages the human body, leaving a trail of death in its wake? Well, it's just nature. What do you call it? A colony of red ants battle against the colony of black ants on the floor of the Amazon. Millions dead. What you call it when you rogue lion eats its litter of corpse? The lioness can, all she can do is watch. What we call it nature. It's part of natural cycle. It's life. So why do we hold our heads? Why do we raise our voices when one group of humans picks up arms against another group of humans and decides to wipe themselves to annihilation? Well, it's just nature. What do you call it when a young man takes a loaded weapon to a supermarket and unloads his clips into bystanders? Well, you can see that's nature too. Nature is violent. Life is violent. You see, it's wicked, but that's the pattern we see everywhere. No one is spared, great or small. As long as you are alive, you must fight, survive, fight to grow, fight to exert dominance. It comes with the territory. So why don't we just accept it? Why do we frown upon it? Why don't we see the man or woman with a loaded gun pointed at the wall, just another man? He's taking up a defensive position, and that's part of the human experience. That's part of the experience of consciousness. You can say, well, the animals and the humans, you shouldn't do that. At what point, where does the demarcation lie? And we just do, aren't we just bipedal creatures with an upright back and a larger brain? What just makes us more conscious than the bee? Well, they experience their life fully, same way we experience ours. Every pain, every emotion the bee feels, they feel it. But we just don't understand it, because we don't speak bee. But we understand as humans. We understand the human experience, and we can relate to the human consciousness. But then the expression of that consciousness, you find those patterns, this pattern of violence. So why fight it? Why not embrace it? It's who we are. Just like the poison frog, man is a beast, and he has his weapons of war to destroy the world, and it's pointed back at you. Don't fear him, love him. Tiger has its claws and its teeth. We all have our guns and our nuclear weapons and our knives. Tiger goes to hunt. We also go to hunt. Get prey. We eat the weak men. It's nature. Does that make you right? Well, there's no right and wrong in this case. The question is, should you? If you can, should you? Should you? Should you pull the trigger?
Man, just like it singles, you'd rather be a warrior than a god. Than he got not at war. Something like that. Be prepared. Wind violence. Or crown your soul. Sword, because you would only understand true peace when our swords are put down. When you're staring at the barrel of my gun and I'm staring at the barrel of your gun with just enough pressure from my fingers pulling the trigger, holding on to the trigger. Any moment now, the slightest of twitches, that gun is going to go off. Because that's what the human animal does. But you only know true peace when you do the same to me. Because at that moment, you bear all. I see you for who you really are. There's nothing else you can hide from me. You've shown your intent to kill. And I've shown my intent to kill too. Because the moment that bullet goes off, that's a piece of electrical signals in my brain. We'll get my fingers to twitch and recoil. Trigger killing you too. So at that moment we are both at peace because we've seen each other for who we are. We can now sit down and have a drink because I know I can't destroy you and you can't destroy me. And I've seen that. I've seen you and you've seen me. Seen the beast. The limbic system has been seen. We've recognized each other. The animal in me recognizes the animal in you. And now we can begin to live peacefully. But until that is reached, until that moment is reached. So that's it for tonight. I'll see you again tomorrow or some other time. Stay violent.